Free FM.
Here you can be free.
Penn Jillette.
Yeah, this is Penn Jillette on Free FM. 866-313-FREE, 3733. PennRadio at gmail.com, PennRadio.com. I have up my my Gmail, and I have up my Word, but I don't have up a calendar. Do you know what day it is?
Tuesday. I think it's Tuesday.
Oh, so it could be Monkey Tuesday! I'm not sure it's going to be Monkey Tuesday today. I'm going to give the people a choice. You know, I believe in power to the people. Right on. 866-313-FREE 3733. PennRadio at gmail.com. PennRadio.com. Usually, it's very important in radio when you open up the phones to have a specific question to ask, not just a topic. You know, that's one of the big mistakes I make. But a specific question: do you think that monkeys should be allowed to live on Mars? You have to have a specific question.
Is that today's question?
No, that's not. But there's a really interesting news story that I think the nut point of view is really easy to lay out, which is Clark County School District, which is here in Las Vegas, where we are, halted a graduation speech at Foothill High School with valedictorian Brittany McComb, and spelled like Brittany, not like Brittany. District officials said Ms. McComb's references to Christianity amounted to proselytizing. Court rulings have held that graduations are school-sponsored events and that student communities' commentary on faith can be perceived as a school's unconstitutional endorsement of religion. Everybody is just bug nutty. They've just gone totally wacky on this, saying that Brittany is some sort of Christian hero. I have her whole speech in front of me here. She's going on the Today Show today and
tomorrow,
right? She's going on the Today Show tomorrow, and we have a lot of opinions on this. Apparently, the morning shows here in Vegas and probably other places did the whole thing. And had a lot of people calling in and saying, you know, this is crazy. Why can't you talk about Christ in your valedictorian speech? Which is, you know, certainly what they should say. But then they say that they believe in freedom of speech, which really makes me laugh. because I believe in freedom of speech.
They don't know speech. They just don't know speech.
I just want to remind these Christians that I went to high school. I got out. I didn't really graduate, but I got out on a plea bargain. And I could have been up on stage with a microphone. And if they believe in freedom of speech, then we can give them freedom of speech in spades, okay? If they want to have little Brittany be able to say, what did she say here? This is why Christ, I couldn't do an impersonation. We heard her on the telephone because we might have her on the show tomorrow if we still care about this. This is why Christ died. John 10:10 says he died so we no longer have to reach in vain for the magnificence of the stars and find it always we always fall short so we can have life. Now, you like to point out that God giving his son really means jack, because God creates the universe. God can do anything he wants. So God could have as many sons as you have marbles if he wanted. You don't have any marbles.
Grains of sand.
It's grains of sand. So he could just kill them off, snuff them one by one. It doesn't matter, and bring them to their eternal reward.
Yeah, my point is that he probably didn't like it. He had a son and he didn't like it, so he didn't make a second one.
It's a pain in the ass. Now, we can talk about, and I'm sure there's somebody out there that disagrees with me and thinks that, of course, I do think that she should be able to say whatever she wants, providing everybody else can say. I want a valedictorian to get up on stage and talk about her first sexual experience, you know? I want her to talk about her favorite web pages that she's visited that are sexually oriented. I want her to talk about the peaceful overthrow of the United States government. I want her to be able to talk about anything except killing the President of the United States, inciting a riot, threatening. You know, you're not allowed to threaten somebody and say, I'll give $5,000 if you kill somebody. You can't do that. But within the confines of freedom of speech, she should be able to say anything. And nobody wants that. Nobody except me wants that. And yet she and all the Christians are going to say, it's freedom of speech. Let her say anything. I'll give you anything. You want a nut up there? We'll get a nut up there. And I'll tell you, high school kids are more apt to be nuts than they are to be stupid Christians. It's as easy as that. I don't mean that all Christians are stupid, even if they are. Now, you have a choice. 866-313-FREE, 3733. Talk about the valedictorian in Henderson talking about Christ, or Monkey Tuesday. It's ladies' choice. It's a belt buckle polisher. Slow dance. You can have whatever you want. Choose anything you want. If you got a good story about... Now, remember, the monkey story can't involve tossing of droppings, and it can't involve really sexual stuff, because that is not... Not a freedom of speech issue. We are following CBS's rules. We are not following the United States government rules. I do not respect the United States government's right to limit freedom of speech in any way, shape, or form. I do not respect or condone the FCC, but I do respect the people who sign my paycheck, and that's CBS. And when they say that I shouldn't say certain things, that's my boss saying that. And that's something that's not understood by freedom of speech people. Freedom of speech does not mean you can say anything when you're employed. If you work at the McDonald's counter, you know, and they tell you you have to say, do you want fries with that? That's part of your job. And that you can say, do you want fries with that? And, oh, get out of Iraq. You're welcome to do that, but you're going to be fired. It's going to be on your own dime. So I will say, I talk different than this off the air. You know, I've been known to use an obscenity. But during the CBS thing, I follow the rules. Now, public school, okay, they say they have the rule to not push religion. I'm against that rule.
The other rule that they have in this one is that you have to stay on script.
Yeah, yeah,
you're not allowed
right.
to go off script in your speech.
Mm-hmm. Which I think she went off script. I think high school kids going off script is all that matters. That's what I want to hear. So call about that, or you can also call about Monkey Tuesday. 866-313-FREE.
We have calls on both issues, you know.
On monkeys and that?
Monkeys should live on Mars, and someone disagrees with you about the freedom of speech valedictorian thing. So you choose which way you want to go on this, my friend.
Well, I think that in terms of actual importance, I really...
Monkeys on Mars, yeah.
I really don't care very much what really? The Christians say, but I do care very much about monkeys on Mars. So let's take that call. I've also got, for those of you who live in New York City and can get to the Today Show easily, I have an offer for you, a very important offer. So stay tuned, because, you know, I'm going to get nutty on this. I'm going to keep throwing in more and more things. But I'm going to give you an offer about if you go to the Today Show tomorrow and stand in the background. We have a task for you to accomplish. If you accomplish it, you'll be treated very well. We'll cover that after this. But first, let's take a call.
Let's talk to Tommy on Line one.
Hey, Tommy.
Hey, Ben. How you doing? Big fan. Big fan.
Thank you so much, boss.
I love Monkey Tuesday. It's got to be the best thing on the radio since Stern left. I got to tell you.
Oh, thank you so much.
I also think monkeys definitely on Mars. I don't think we're poking enough monkeys' eyes out of their heads to find out new and exciting products and testing them and making sure they're safe.
Uh-huh. So you think go to Mars where the temperatures can really give us new monkey tortures?
Absolutely, absolutely. We gotta push the monkey boundaries. We gotta see what they can handle.
So the first monkeys that went into space, those first astronaut space chimps, should be the first ones on Mars as well. Is that right?
Absolutely, absolutely.
I'm all for that, Tommy. Thanks so much for calling. Oh, did they just cut you off? He started another sentence and they cut him off. I didn't really want him to.
Those weasels.
Yeah, those weasels. Now do you have a program in your head?
I don't.
So you can call, and this is a good chance if you want to call and say something behind Godot's back.
That's right.
His headphones aren't working and he can't hear the calls. We took one call on monkeys. So let's take one call on Brittany and her little speech.
Well, let's talk to Mike on line four. You
hey,
there, Mike?
Hey, Mike, you there, man?
Hey, good afternoon, gentlemen.
Before How you doing, sir?
I'm doing great. Before I get to what I really wanted to say, I got to agree with the last caller. Monkey Tuesday must live and thrive.
Oh, thank you so much. Thanks so much.
However, I think that monkeys on Mars would be a painfully bad idea because within the year, President Bush would invade. We can't have monkeys on Mars. They represent a threat to the safety of the people.
He might very well do that. Very well. Anything else you got there?
Setting aside the simians. Wow, that was a quite a good bit of alliteration, I might add.
You did a great job. Yeah, setting aside the simians was very nice. Very radio.
I almost always agree with what you put out on the subject of freedom of speech and separation of church and state. I take a little bit of disagreement with you on this issue, and here's why.
Lay it on me.
In the case of the valedictorian speech, the people sitting there, in my opinion, are of sorts a captive audience. They're there to see their kids graduate. it's sort of a very formalized, almost a ritualized event that people have very stringent expectations of what to expect. Mm-hmm. In any other endeavor, I mean, in terms of the radio, I think that freedom of speech is of paramount importance, and we don't have it. Any place
exactly.
that you have a choice to turn the radio dial, a choice to not pay for the movie, a choice to turn off the television, I think in those situations, you are absolutely, you should be absolutely entitled to say what you want and let people choose to not listen and
right.
not censor you in the process. But when you're talking about an event that's sort of a captive audience where you're kind of setting them up for one thing and then you're mm-hmm. hitting them with something else, I don't think there's the same place for it.
Well, you know, that's a very, very good point. It kind of goes to my, if you're working at McDonald's, your point is kind of you are working for the celebration of the graduation at that point. You are part of someone else's show, and you can't just go off as a loose cannon. So you're supporting the school board on write out a script or the school authorities, write out a script, have the school check it, memorize that script or read it, but don't depart from it, and just do it the way you were supposed to and be done with it. And if you want to proselytize, do it sometime that isn't part of a function that a lot of people of all different faiths are supposed to enjoy. Is that pretty much your point?
Yeah, you know, when you put it like that, Penn, I feel really depressed that I'm taking this stance. But basically, yeah, in those scenarios, you know, it's a thing we do. It's one of those things that people do, that people in social communities just kind of participate in, and there's already a script. There's a certain expectation. And I don't take away from the girl's right to praise Jesus and pass the plate wherever else she wants, but mm-hmm. I think in that situation where there's a point, and it's a very simple, clear, expected point. The kids put on the mortar boards, you hand them the rolled up fake diploma, they shake hands, take pictures, you know, whippy, we're graduating, let's go on and take over the world, and everyone goes home. But
yeah.
I don't think that it's a pulpit. I think that it's a ritualized, a social dance that we do, and
well,
that's just not the place for it.
What my point was, and I think you might agree with me on this, is they should think. They should really think hard about what they're saying when they're saying freedom of speech. Because the argument now that they are making, the people that say she should be able to say what she wants, the argument they are making is to throw out the ritual that you're talking about, to throw out it being a comfortable time and a celebratory time, and they are painting a picture of a time when kids go on stage and say whatever pops into their heads. And I would be willing, if you said to me, you know, your daughter's going to have a graduation that you're going to go to, here are your two choices, Penn. You can either have the same ritual and boring speeches we always have all the time, and we can all go there and be happy and all have a good time, or you can have psychedelic pandemonium, and you can have any kid get up and say anything he wants, whether that means doing an Eminem song, whether that means doing a Mojo Nixon speech, or whether that means talking about Christ. Penn, you can have that, or you can have it controlled. Me personally, if you're asking me for my money going to Moxie's graduation, which one do I want, then I probably want chaos. But that's me. And my point of this whole thing is the people who are saying they want freedom of speech, I doubt that they mean it. I think they are lying. I think they don't want freedom of speech. I think they want Christian proselytizing. And Christian proselytizing is a subset of freedom of speech, but I want all the Christians to know that those of us who aren't on that side may have other things to say.
Oh, I agree with you. However,
yeah.
You know, the other point is this, and you just kind of paraphrase it. Most people don't know what freedom of speech really means. Everybody wants freedom of speech within their comfort zone.
Sure. Except me.
I agree with you. Well, but then chaos is your comfort zone, and that's why we listen.
Thank you so much. Thanks so much for calling, man. I'm gonna leave you on that. That was such a kind thing to say. Here's the deal. A chaos pendulum Free FM. Chaos is our comfort zone. That could be ours. Chaos is our comfort zone. They might clip that and use that. That's nice, isn't it? But Michael Goodoe is back with us. He got his headphones working.
Thanks to Happy Jack.
Thanks to Happy Jack.
I missed all those.
We've got an offer for you. I don't know if anybody wants to take this up, but Brittany, what's your name? Brittany, whatever the hell her name is, McCombs. Brittany McCombs is going to be on the Today Show tomorrow, which tapes live in New York City. And I don't want anybody to disrupt it or be uncomfortable or do anything unpleasant. I don't want to be one of those radio guys that says, you know, call up and start asking a question, then go, you know, Binky rules. Don't do any of that stuff. All I want is if someone goes, just for us, just for the listeners to this show, I don't want anybody else to be bothered, but if while Brittany is being interviewed, someone in the background holds up a crucified monkey, just takes a stuffed monkey and
this is not going to go well.
It's not going to go well. I don't want anything offensive.
Okay, yeah, just a crucified monkey. Okay.
Yeah, that's not offensive. That's just a monkey on a cross.
It is a free speech thing.
Sure. And I don't know why monkeys couldn't have their savior. But if you just go to, you know, Toys R Us, or as Teller calls it, Toysaurus, and, you know, walk under Jeffrey right there in Times Square and buy yourself, you know, not an expensive, but a reasonable-sized stuffed monkey. And then a cross, for those of you who don't know how to make it, is pretty easy to make. Just tack, tack, tack. Just two pieces of
you
wood.
You couldn't make a cross. Stop it.
I couldn't, but other people could. You could even use lashing. You probably know the lashing to do to make a cross, don't you?
Yeah.
You can do lashing. You can build a lean-to, can't
part
you?
Part of my Roman heritage.
can you do a lean-to? Can you make a lean-to?
I can make a lean-to, yes.
Yeah, okay. Sure. But use part of your lean-to to make a cross, and then just nail a monkey to it. Now, I don't want you to scream or bother anybody. I don't want you to wave it around like a big deal. I'm talking about one that's maybe a foot, totally a foot, a very tasteful crucified simian. Very tasteful. I don't want to show any disrespect for anyone's religion. And then just kind of hold it up, kind of cut it a little bit, like you're just holding a stuffed monkey, like you're some sort of whack job, some sort of train-spotting nut who clutches a monkey as an adult. But it just happens to be on a cross, which could also look like his monkey holding his arms out going, yay, Matt Lauer. Is that the guy's name?
Yeah,
Matt Lauer. Yay, Lauer. Matt Lauer. Hey, Lauer. Hey, Matt Lauer.
That's your name. Penn Lauer.
I love you this much is what the monkey's saying. I love you this much, okay? And we don't even notice that he has nails through his little monkey paws. And he stands out like that, holding it like that. And if you do that, and you send us a screenshot to penradio.com, penradio@gmail.com. That's PENNRADIO. And listen, don't try to rip us off. We're all supposed to be friends here. We all trust each other. If it's not you doing it, or don't do Photoshop, because the Photoshop thing is not funny. We're not going to laugh. Well, we probably will laugh at the Photoshop. But tell us it's Photoshop, because, you know, we're not a big forensics department here. We don't have CSI forensics people, so we're not going to be able to tell. You can rip us off really easily. But do that, and I'll tell you, we're going to be really nice to you. We'll certainly give you tickets to the Penn & Teller show, certainly give you tickets to the Lance Burton show, certainly give you all the DVDs for Bulls Hit. I'll give you the Aristocrats. I'll give you all my books, all the slum that we have. Happy Jack will give you donuts, a couple dozen of Elvis's favorite donuts. We'll give you some
time
20
calls.
Bucks of gambling money. I know, there's just more stuff.
Right.
And I'll give you other stuff, too. And if you can't get to Vegas, we'll send you a bunch of stuff. We'll send you Lance Burton's magic set. We'll send you all the Penn & Teller stuff. We'll send you a big package of everything we have. I'll even send you birth announcements for Moxie and for Zoltan that you can flip on eBay and make yourself a buck or two. All you got to do, yeah, you going there, Jack? You going to New York? Yeah, we'll deliver them, sure. Hold up a little crucified monkey on the Today Show. That's all we ask. And do not irritate anybody. Don't fight with anybody. Don't raise your voice. We want nothing offensive, just a monkey mocking the crucifixion of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's not much to ask for. We'll be back after this. 866-313-FREE. It's free FM. PennRadio@gmail.com. PennRadio.com. Because it's Monkey Tuesday. This is Penn Jillette on Free FM, Free Frequency Modulation, 866-313-3733, PennRadio@gmail.com, PennRadio.com. And today is a very special Monkey Tuesday. Very special, because not only are we talking about monkeys like we like to every Tuesday, but we're also talking about freedom of speech. We're talking about Christ, Lord Savior, and we're talking about tacking monkeys to a cross in the Today Show. a lot of really thoughtful, thought-provoking ideas, a lot of speaking from the heart. We've got a ton of calls coming in, and we don't know. See, this is the great thing. We don't know. Michael Goudreau knows, but I don't know whether it's a monkey call or whether it's a Christ call. Could be either one. We don't know. Could be Christ or could be a monkey. Someone's going to be talking on the phone. Let's take a call.
Okay. Let's talk to line five. This is Jason.
Hey, Jason. What's up, man?
Hey, Ten. How you doing?
I've never been better, boss.
First-time caller.
Oh, good. Cool.
I've got a good monkey story for you.
Oh, good.
I'm not sure if I can say the exact name, but I used to work for a very popular mouse down in Orlando, Florida.
Okay. And, that's enough to say.
Yeah. And as you know, they had a very popular movie called Hamlet, which was, you know, done with lions and so on and so forth.
Uh-huh.
And one of the characters was a mandrill monkey.
Uh-huh.
I got to play that monkey.
Wow!
Yeah, I had so much fun. I put on the costume. These big
so you're not movies. You're not a tall man, is that correct?
Oh, no, not at all. Yeah.
Okay, because you have to be... What's the height limit for being a costume character?
Costume characters start off on various levels. Like, if you want to play, like, the big guy and his girlfriend, you have to be about between 5 foot and 5'2".
Uh-huh.
If you want to be, like, the two little chipmunks that run around, you have to be between 5'4 and 5'5". If
uh-huh.
you want to be the dog, you have to be between 5'6 and 5'7". If you want to be the monkey or that big toy guy, you know,
uh-huh.
in that particular movie, it's 5'7 to 5'8", and keeps
uh-huh.
going from there. So the
now,
taller
what,
the person, the taller the character, the more
uh-huh.
likely it's a guy. The smaller the character, the more likely it's a girl. So
now,
think about that next time you give a character a hug.
Now, let me ask you this. I'm 6'6". What character could I play?
Queen of Hearts. Or my particular favorite for you, Hades from Hercules.
Oh, God, thank you.
Nice.
Thank you.
Yeah, praise Lord Xenu is the way I see it, you know.
Go ahead. But, so lay the story on us. You were playing the monkey.
Over, I'm already just going to slip. Over in their Animal Kingdom Lodge, Rafiki interacts with various animals. And, you know, like sometimes they come over and pet, like, a little baby sheep, or sometimes, you know, they have a snake come over, which lets some very interesting situations with the mouse. Because that thing gets startled, it attacks. Well, they decided to have a great little photo shoot when the mandrill monkeys were being born. They wanted to have a nice little picture of Rafiki holding the mandrill monkey. Now,
uh-huh.
I'm not stupid. Monkeys do not like painted faces.
And right.
you don't get much painted than Rafiki. So I told my boss, hey, I'm not doing this. They're like, come on, it's a baby monkey. What can it do? I'm like, no, it can. And they're like, no, come on, fuck. If you're not going to do it, I'll do it.
Well, hold on one second. Rafiki. Hold on one second. I just want to say, this is a great story. Go on.
So he puts on the Rafiki suit, and a big truck's going by. I'm sorry.
It's okay. We'll wait. This is a great story. We can wait. Wait for the truck. Take your time. We all are hanging on your every word. Let the truck go by. Now go again. Fine.
Okay. And it is passed. I'm sorry
okay.
about that.
Not a problem at all.
From reception.
Sure.
Anyway, so
go
he
ahead.
Puts on the Rafiki suit because he's also in the same height range.
Uh-huh.
The mandrill monkey gets born. They come out to do the picture, and the monkey takes one big look at this giant monkey and goes, well, ape crazy. Starts beating on the guy's head, starts beating on the guy's legs, tearing the fur off the costume. And I'm just sitting there going, yeah, that's not me, boss.
And are there are patrons around, I assume?
Oh, of course. There was a couple of little people who had to see the special for the picture shoot to go in the, you know, big...
Sure.
You know, this is our Animal Kingdom Lodge. Here's our
uh-huh.
customers. Here's actually, you know, family members and various guests who have no really business being there, but they have too much money, so go for it.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, and they all got to watch this little monkey beat the living crap out of this guy.
Now, did you get... I guess you didn't have to actually say, told you so. It was just very, very clear. Is that right?
Can you repeat that?
I said you didn't have to really say the words, told you so. It was very, very clear. Is that right?
No, it was just, it's one of those situations where I just sort of stood back and went, see you in 2 weeks when you get out of the hospital, buddy. You know?
Well, thanks so much, man. Thank you so much. You know, I loved that story, Goudreau. But also, he was a good storyteller.
He was.
He's a very good storyteller, laid out very nicely.
I'm sure that's why the mouse hired him.
We haven't said what it is. I don't think we can get in trouble, but he might be able to. He probably signed all sorts of, you know, we did a few things for Disney. And what you have to sign is just an endless thing.
Disney? You think it's Disney?
Oh, I don't know. No, I was actually, it was Six Flags.
Oh, yeah.
Six Flags right. over Orlando. Yeah.
With their mouse.
Yeah, with their mouse. Their giant mouse.
Ralphie the mouse.
At, you know, if it were Disney, at least they're not litigious. But I also should point out that I made a very important decision. Some people write in Gmails talking about how I speak my mind and, you know, I do this and that, and they say very kind things. But it's always good to point out the level of cowardice and laziness that really exists in the body of Penn Jillette. Happy Jack came in today and asked me if I wanted to go on the O'Reilly Factor. Is that the name of the show? O'Reilly Factor? And there's this guy, O'Reilly, which I guess everybody knows. I've never seen the show. Bill O'Reilly's his name. And is he the guy that Al Franken hates so much?
Yeah.
Yeah, boy, I wish they could really fight it out and use real guns. I would be fine with that. I thought, you know, I love Al Franken as a person, but you know, and I've hung out with him a little bit, and he's very, very sweet. But his politics make me just crazy. Same thing with Janine Garofalo. I like her too, but I think that the best depiction of her public persona is in Team America. And but so O'Reilly has this show, and he's a Christian. Is that right? Very conservative. What?
He just seems like, yeah, middle of the road conservative, kind of. Yeah.
But they asked me to go on today at 2 o'clock, right? They wanted me to. Yeah, they were taping it too. He does a show that's taped. We're actually live here. And I said no. I said I didn't want to do it. What are you doing, Jackie? Yeah. They wanted me to be on only if I was on the side of the school. And I am kind of, sort of. I mean, I'm saying that's the deal you make if you wanted to. But Godot, you said he had Newdow on.
Yeah.
Newdow's
yeah.
the atheist who went out with Under God and the Pledge of Allegiance and now just went with the Supreme Court with In God We Trust the coins, where the statement was fabulous. The statement was, In God We Trust is a completely secular statement.
Yeah.
Which is really not only insulting to atheists, but very insulting to Christians. I mean, this is the problem you get. You always get the problem of, if you limit that kind of stuff, you are insulting the very people you're trying to support. Christians do not want to believe, Muslims do not want to believe, Jews do not want to believe that In God We Trust is a secular statement. They're trying to say that is a non-religious statement. And if you believe in God, that's a very religious statement. So I'm always on the side of the Christians. I'm always on the side of the Jews. I'm always on the side of the Muslims. I'm just not on the side of government-enforced beliefs and insanity. So I could have gone on the O'Reilly Factor, but I'm tired today. And my sister's in town, you know, my delightful sister who you heard yesterday. And,
Newdow is a well-spoken, pleasant man. And he said not a single word on Bill O'Reilly's show.
He just yelled
because
at him.
All Bill O'Reilly did was said was, shut up, you're an idiot, shut up. Yeah. That's all he yelled.
I think that's what you're supposed to do.
You know,
and this is the thing about doing our show. You know, I hope I do this correctly, and please bust me if I ever don't do this. But I like to disagree with people, and I like to speak my mind, but give them a chance to talk. And even on Bull's Hit, where I swear at people and scream at them, we don't ever edit them. We don't ever edit them, of course we do. We don't ever take stuff out of context. We don't ever shut them up. I like to think that our show is fair and very biased. And I think that this radio show is fair and very biased. And that's what I want. I mean, if Bill O'Reilly wants to be as biased as he wants, fine. But let Newdow get his point out. Be fair to Newdow and then be very, very biased.
He should be able to say why he's doing what he's doing.
Yeah, exactly. And I also do not believe, by the way, in the press ever pretending to be objective. I've said this before. I want to go back to the old days when the press was called something like, you know, the Kansas City Conservative. I don't know if that's actually one, but or the Kansas City Liberal or one of those. I don't know why I'm picking Kansas City. I've been there like two times. I don't know anything about it except Chile.
Everything's up to date.
Yeah. But I really believe that the news should be done like this, you know. Hi, I'm Bill Jenkins. I hate George Bush, and here's the news. Or it should, you know, something like that. And Bill O'Reilly can come out and say, I'm a conservative. I think Newdow is insane. He's a freak. And now here's what he has to say. I would go on the show in a second if I weren't a lazy chicken, if he would give me a chance to really talk. But Godot has assured me that he won't give me any chance to talk whatsoever. Aren't you sure of that?
I'm sure of that, yes.
Yeah.
You're not going to say, well, you know, the school has these rules. He's going to go, shut up.
Okay. So let's just do
it. She should say whatever she wants about God. Shut up. Shut up, Ben Gillette. Shut up.
You
don't know anything about the school district.
No, I was just saying
that. Say whatever she wants about God.
No, I was saying
that. That's what she wants to say about God, and I've had enough of you.
No, but
you're off of my show.
If you
get out of here. I'm sick of your kind. I'm sick of your people. I'm tired of anyone that looks like you. Your feet smell bad, and you're not saying anything about the school district or about God.
No, I'm just saying that if there are rules.
She's a Christian. She can say whatever she wants.
But if you want what's good for the goose is good. 866-313-FREE. We'll be back after this.
Forgive them, Father. They don't know what they do.
This is this is Ben Gillette on Free FM.
On Sacrilege Tuesday.
866-313-FREE, 3733, penradio@gmail.com, penradio.com. You know, I really, I don't want to get too sappy here, but I get a great deal of affection for our audience. They come to the show at the Rio, a lot of people, I guess four or five people a night, maybe more than that, come up to me and say they listen to the radio show. And they're always really, really nice about it and really kind. And we get these calls in. I do a whole little hunk about the Today Show and a crucified monkey on camera. And I know we have a lot of Christian listeners, but I love that they don't write angry, hateful stuff to us. People write and they disagree. People call and they disagree. But we do not. See, I'm getting very excited. We do not have an audience that seems hateful. And I'm very, very proud of that. You know, we don't get those kind of nuts. Having set that up like that, I'm gonna take a phone call and the person will probably go, kill, kill, die, die, die. But anyway, we'll give that a try. Let's take one call. I don't know whether this is going to be, Christian, or this is going to be monkey, or this going to be a monkey that's died for your sins. But let's take the call, Mr. Goodell.
It's both. Line 9, this is Ryan.
Hey, Ryan, this is Penn. What's up, man?
Die. Hey, I just wanted to say that my girlfriend actually attends Foothill High School.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and she's an atheist.
And she's what?
She's an atheist.
Uh-huh.
And I'm Mormon.
Really?
And we can only agree on one thing and one thing only.
What's that?
And that is we love Monkey Tuesday.
Oh, man, he gets the Monkey Tuesday music and I don't get it.
Thanks so much, man. But did she went to Foothills High. Was she there for the valedictorian speech?
We lost.
Oh, we lost him.
Oh,
there was a lot to talk about.
He just wanted to say he liked Monkey Tuesday.
I'm also glad to hear that because, you know, many of the couples that I know that are what I would call mixed couples, atheist and theist in the same couple, the ones that I happen to know, no, that's not true. That's not true. I have a couple of very good friends who are atheists and their boyfriend or their husbands are some sort of religious. But it's nice to hear. I always like hearing that the guy's the Mormon. And you know why he's Mormon. He wants to have multiple atheist wives. That's what he's thinking. Because a Mormon can marry many, many wives. He could have an atheist wife, a Hindu wife, a Christian wife, a Buddhist wife, a Jain wife. He could have them all like that. Do you even know anything about the Jains?
No.
I always mention in the list of religions, I always mention them because I think in Universal Soldier by Buffy St. Marie and Donovan, they mention the Jains in there. But it's some sort of, it's an Eastern religion, isn't it? I just asked if you knew anything about it.
Yeah.
You said no, then I asked you more questions. Let's take another phone call. So now we've got three things. You can call about the valedictorian speech containing Christ. You can call about monkeys. You can call and explain to us who the Jains are and what they believe. 866-313-FREE, 3733, penradio@gmail.com, penradio.com. Lay it on us. Let's take another call.
Let's talk line 4. This is Ashri. Ashri?
Sure.
Sure. Why not? Is he there?
Ashri? You there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, there he is.
How do you say your name, sir?
Ashri.
Ashri. Okay. What's up, man?
All right, great. I just, first of all, I really show I'm crazy about it. But what you said about Bill O'Reilly, I just really disagree with you.
What do you mean? He does let people talk?
That he doesn't let people talk. I think he's very fair, and he always gives people the final word and the final say.
Well, I'm going to turn this over to Michael Goodell because
he sure did not with Michael Newdow.
All
he did was yell.
I've never seen the show. So, did you see the show with Michael Newdow?
No, I haven't.
Okay, but
it
you
was,
said
it was
that O'Reilly...
a couple of years ago. But O'Reilly did nothing but yell. Michael Newdow said nothing. He said, "Hi, I'm here for this," and then that was it.
Uh-huh.
That was the end of the conversation.
Well, do you watch your show regularly?
No, not regularly, no. On occasion when it's on. You know, if I stumble by the TV and it's on, I'll watch.
It's a very good show, and he's very, very fair and balanced. I feel that he's on both sides of the issue. Sometimes he's left, sometimes he's right on some issues. And just like when I hear your show, it's where somebody's on the left side of issues, somebody's on the right side of issues, and you guys take it very fair.
Well, thank you so much. Thanks a lot for saying that. And I, like I said, we want to make this very clear. I believe I have never seen Bill O'Reilly's show, or at least not more than 3 or 4 minutes of it, not enough to judge it. And Godot was going on just a few shows that he's seen.
I saw it, yeah.
So you may very well know better than us. I love people who are opinionated. I love people who are passionate. And I just was hoping he was giving other people a chance to talk. And you seem to say he is. So we have no reason to doubt you. If we find out you're lying, we will hunt you down, however. Thanks a lot for calling. I want to take another call there.
Let's talk to Rich on line 3.
Hey, Rich, what's up?
Hi, how are you?
Very well, thank you, sir. How are you?
I want to tell you a monkey story. I do have to admit you're going to have to work to visualize it a little bit to make it work, but if you can, believe me, it was absolutely hysterical.
Okay, we'll do our best.
My son, Matt, and I, several years ago, were at the Baltimore Zoo.
Uh-huh.
And we happened by the monkey cage, and there was some semi-large monkey there. I don't know exactly what type it was. Sitting in a cage alone, except there was a mouse in the cage. And I don't know if it's there by design or not, but I didn't see any way in or out, so perhaps the zoo people put the mouse in there. At any rate, periodically, the monkey would pick up the mouse by the tail and twirl it over its head and then let it fly. The mouse would hit one of the walls in the cage and, of course, crumple to the ground and stunned and then it would get up, wobble along, and then the monkey would pick it up and twirl it again and let it fly. The monkey had kind of a vacant expression. He wasn't like totally entranced with the mouse or anything, but he would repeat this several times over. And then finally, I guess to break up the monotony of the routine, he picks up the mouse again by the tail, holds it in the throwing position, but just held it there, instead twirled his head around and around and around. Thus, I guess, simulating the rotational aspect, except the monkey wasn't moving. So after he kept after he stopped twirling his head, of course, then he pitched it one more time. But it was an absolute riot to see it holding the monkey, like say in the throwing position, as he rotated his head aggressively.
Now, you're from Boston, right?
Yes, huh?
See, I just wanted to show that I was psychic. Thanks a lot for calling with your mouse and monkey story here on Monkey Tuesday. That's nice. That's a nice little story. I have someone written in here about Bill O'Reilly, and they say he's not Christian or conservative. He is, and then they use a word that I can't say. I can't even break it up because I believe that even breaking the word in half, it's no longer useful. But somebody does not agree that that he is as balanced as our other caller said. I get a few Gmails here. I get a few on the valedictorian story. Who we might get? Are we going to get her in tomorrow? Or at least on the phone. I don't want her at my house, but
after the Today Show tomorrow, we'll try to call her.
We're gonna try to call her and get her on, because that would be fun to have her on if she wants to talk. Well, you know, I did hear her voice through the phone, and I got to tell you, I'm very sensitive, and I have a very loud, aggressive voice, but I'm very sensitive to certain kinds of annoying voices. And through the phone, I found her voice annoying. But I mean, she's what, a 4.0. What is it, 4.7 grade average? How could you have that? That must be too high.
You can do extra credit classes.
Extra
now.
Credit
you can
classes.
Get higher than 4.0.
See, if I'd have gone through high school, I would know this. So she's this great student. I'm sure she's very well spoken. The speech. I'm just reading the testimonial or valedictorian speech.
Her testimonial.
Her testimonial. Well, it says one girl's testimonial or school sponsored religion is the headline of the op-ed page of the Review Journal. And it is an overextended metaphor. She's talking about the blocks fitting together and the blocks of her life fitting together. And overextended metaphors are bad writing that I happen to love. So the fact that she overextends a metaphor worms her into my heart. There's not that, you know, I think about, looks like, I'm just doing this quickly, about half of the graphs, it's probably a 12-paragraph piece, and about six of them refer directly to God and her personal relationship with Christ. And I bet I'd like talking to her. And although, you know, talking to teenagers can be annoying. There's no doubt about it. I mean, the three most overrated things in the world, as we all know, pickup trucks, bluegrass music, teenage girls. The three most overrated, and I had experience with all three on the same day, and they're all a bit overrated. You can get another call in here. I'll just to remind you, recap, take a crucified monkey to the Today Show, get it on camera, win lots of fun prizes. Go ahead.
Lots of fun prizes. That's pretty vague.
Well, I named them all already, you know. Donuts and DVDs and books and our ever-loving...
Everything that starts with the letter D. We'll send you one of everything with a D in it.
Friendship. We'll have our friendship. I think anybody that would do this, and please do it tastefully. I don't want any tasteless crucified monkeys on the Today Show in our main. No screaming, no nothing. I'd like it to be cuddled and subtle, very subtle. I would like it to be if people did not... have TiVo and did not freeze it to get a free, you know, a free shot. Or, of course, it'll be on YouTube. I can almost guarantee that. But if you didn't have that, you wouldn't even notice it. I want to go, but I don't want to ruin the flow. I don't want to steal Brittany's thunder. But I just want Brittany, for the rest of her life, when she's showing her friends how great she was at the Today Show, for all her friends to go, wait a minute, Britt, is that a crucified monkey in the background? And maybe she'll also, when she gets to be 25 and is read a little more, because she's a smart woman, she'll be going, oh, I'm so embarrassed I said all that on the Today Show. Thank goodness there's a crucified monkey behind me to add a little bit of levity. It's the only way I can bring myself to watch it. Because I'm also assuming that her voice will go from the annoying thing it is now to like Lauren Bacall. Because that's a topical reference. Yeah, Lauren Bacall's voice. That's something the kids really relate to. You want to take another call?
Ooh, we have Matthew on line one. You there, Matthew?
Go ahead. It's hey, right, Matthew's pet. How you doing?
I'm doing reasonably well. I'm in Minneapolis, where Al Franken will soon almost certainly be running for office. And as a libertarian.
Well, as you thing. Should point out that he is running for office. He will just declare it soon, yeah.
Well, yes, that's exactly right. Just like your friend who writes The West Wing was saying, he's in fact running, but has not declared. It was great to hear your sister yesterday. I loved the story you told about going to see Titanic with your sister and your mother, and I thought that was great to hear her voice.
Oh, great. I'm glad you know that story, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, I'm kind of a geek for you guys, because I'm a libertarian, so a lot of you guys, I love Matt and Trey. I like libertarians who are also potentially libertine, because I'm sort of in that category as well.
Well, good, good. Well, we certainly are libertines and libertarians. That lib thing means a lot to us. You got a monkey story or a Christian story? What do you got?
Well, I do have a monkey story. In fact, I thought of another one that I'm going to wait for another Tuesday on. Real quick, Michael, there's a really good article on Jainism on the Wikipedia, and
then
we'll find out that he thinks there are things in that he hates and loves. For instance, it believes that every human is responsible for his or her actions, but also it is a religion filled with asceticism, not aestheticism, but renunciation of human pleasures, and requires all of its monks and laity to be vegetarian.
Right. Well, here's somebody emailed us, said the Jains have the ultimate respect for life. They don't bathe out of respect for the bacteria on their
Exactly, skin. Exactly, which is just wonderful. So, yeah.
Well, that is good. It is good, because if they're going to be hedonistic, you want them to bathe. You don't want that combination of no bathing and hedonistic. You don't want both those together. Listen, this is one of my favorite calls ever, and yet I've got to cut you off because we're coming toward the end of the show, and I'm so sorry. Call again.
I'll tell you the Scratch Monkey story, and I'll tell you my own personal one some other Tuesday.
Please do. Please do. Please do call again, because you remember his name, and when you see it pop up again, let's take him quickly, like next Tuesday or the next time he calls in, because he's a really good guy. Once again, try to hold up a crucified monkey on the Today Show. This is Ben Gillette, Mike Goodeau, saying it was a great Monkey Tuesday. Thank you so much for making it what it is. Goodbye.
Check out Ben Gillette weekdays from 2 to 3 on Free FM.